The U.S. Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision, has ruled that a group of white firefighters in New Haven, Connecticut, was denied promotions unfairly because of their race. The court ruled the city was wrong to scrap a promotion exam because no African Americans and only two Hispanics were likely to be given higher ranks as a result. The ruling reverses a decision that Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor endorsed when she was a member of a federal appeals court that considered the case. The city said it canceled the exam to avoid a lawsuit from minorities. But the high court ruled that was not an adequate justification. Marge Baker with the group People for the American Way says the ruling is an example of judicial activism at its worst.
I think this is judicial activism at its height. I mean, the conservative hypocrisy about judicial activism should be put a stake in the heart of that. I mean, this was clear judicial activism to have the court kind of rewrite the standard. And the remedy is for Congress to reconsider this.
But Jay Sekulow, chief counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice, disagrees and applauds the court for the ruling.
The court's opinion rejects this notion that you're allowed to take sympathy and change what the law means.
In a more minority opinion, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said while the firefighters attract the court's sympathy, they had no vested right to promotion.